Just let your body get into a comfortable position completely. Give it a few moments to completely relax. And just let yourself enjoy the process of relaxation. That itself is ananda. It's very pleasurable to let the muscles of the body relax. And do the same for your mind by bringing in that inner friend and letting the mind just relax and let it think and feel as it does. Just be present to it, let it relax. Whatever your life situation is or your state of mind or physical condition, see if you can just relax and let it be as it is. With yourself being compassionately interested, caring, a good friend, not clinging, not trying to change anything, just simply allowing what is to be. Totally letting go, at least for the moment, at least for now, just experience totally letting go of whatever conditions might be bothering you, just allowing them to be as they are. And as you continue to relax and let go, feel your body and your mind releasing out into space. Without stricture or limitation. Just a note, just notice your own presence, just the quality of your own simple being. One who abides as the center of all experience, of all of your experiences. Just let yourself notice the quality of your being. The nature of your being. That nature we call Swarupa Ananda, Swarupa Ananda. That quality of your being is Ananda. It's a wholeness, a completeness, a stable fullness, untouchable, unchangeable. It's a wholeness that the mind can totally depend on. But to understand what that wholeness is only to recognize your being. It isn't an objectifiable experience, it's the very being of yourself. It's the self-effulgent ananda, the self-evident ananda of your presence. We do nitta dhyasana so that the mind can come into relationship with me, fall in love with me, with the self, with this changeless presence which is whole and complete in and of itself. As my mind awakens to this Ananda, which is changeless, timeless, it itself becomes secure. Because it has a home, it being a self, that it can rest in, count on. And the self is the refuge of the mind. It is true, the self is the self of the mind. But from the standpoint of the jiva within the creation, the mithya mind in the mithya creation, the mind that up to this point had looked to the creation to find a stable center, some ananda, something that was whole and complete that it could hang on to. That mind now discovers fullness of its own adhishtana, the fullness of its own changeless being. And now the mithya mind is awake to its satyam, to its changeless truth. Whatever it's feeling, whatever it may be thinking, whatever the activities may be, I am there, the self, the ananda, this rup ananda of my own being. Is there as the very adhishtanam, the very support, the very basis, the very being of the mind. The mind revels in the freedom of that knowledge, in the freedom of that recognition. Mm-hmm.